The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
He got a fair trial, didn't he? What do you think that trial cost? He's lucky he got it.
We heard the facts, didn't we? You're not going to tell me that we're supposed to believe this kid, knowing what he is? Listen, I've lived among them all my life. You can't believe a word they say. You know that. I mean, they're born liars.
Only an ignorant man can believe that.
Now, listen.
Do you think you were born with a monopoly on the truth?
And that's from 12 Angry Men, a fabulous, fabulous movie. It's an older movie with top actors in it, Henry Fonda among them. Fabulous movie. And the whole theme with that was someone says, don't talk to these type of people. You know, whether they're, I'll substitute tall people, short people, black, white. They say some very bad statement and someone has the courage to speak up. Do you have the courage to speak your mind on a small scale, maybe just when you're attending a meeting and you disagree with somebody in the meeting, or maybe at work if you disagree with the boss or some policy, or if you're with your family at a holiday meal? Do you have the courage to speak up in your own life? Many of us want that courage, and we don't know how to effectively speak out. We may get sweaty. We may yell out. We may say things that we don't like. Well, joining me today is Lynn Zinser. She is the vice president at the Ayn Rand Center for Individual Rights, which is a division of the Ayn Rand Institute. And if you want to know who Ayn Rand is, she wrote my absolute favorite book, Atlas Shrugged. And Lynn Zinser knows the psychological benefits of acting on your values. She's a prominent, passionate intellectual activist helping to preserve all of our freedom. She's totally pro-rational values. Welcome, Lynn.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, it's so fun to have you here. And what are the mental health benefits for you of acting on your values, or for any of us? For example, fighting for your freedom, whether you're trapped in an abusive relationship or whether you want to speak out when you see abusive politicians undermining your freedom.
Well, there's a whole host of benefits. I'm actually amazed at how many there are. Self-confidence, a sense of integrity, that you are fighting for your values, that you're actually speaking up and acting for them, that you can make a difference, knowing that you're acting on your values and that you do make a difference, especially in local or state political issues.
When
there are others out there supporting you. You can learn that, that you're not acting alone. I mean, there are so many benefits.
So you can, instead of having a view of yourself as powerlessness and worthless and basically just, I don't know if this is the polite play, but a little peon, a nothing person, and I'm just a drop in the bucket and I can't do anything, you're saying that when you speak out, you are doing something at whatever level you speak out. And if you want to speak out in state politics and hopefully for rational principles, rational ideas, so we can have a healthier culture and people are happier, that every little bit counts rather than looking at it as, oh, whatever I do is not enough and not good enough anyway.
Yes. In fact, I think this only really works if you're acting on rational values.
Okay.
I think you can only get the psychological benefits.
So
but,
that
may be another program.
Okay. Okay. So you talked about integrity and courage, and those are words that everybody wants. I mean, everybody wants integrity and courage, but people throw those words around. And what are they? I mean, what the heck's integrity?
Well, I think courage is the willingness to act on behalf of one's values in especially dangerous or fearful circumstances.
Yeah.
It's not fearlessness. It's not acting as if you don't have, it's not as if you say that you don't have fear, but it's...
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. Ugh, I wish guys knew more about what we want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance. A serious romance guidebook. Download Chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
It's not as if you say that you don't have fear, but it's being willing to take action in spite of your fear. It acknowledges the fear and you act even though one experiences it.
So it's like the times, I know there are many times when I was a shy kid. And I know there are many times now when I'll raise my hand and I don't feel any adrenaline going through me. You know, I'll be at a meeting or I'll be in front of politicians and I don't even get the adrenaline. But there'll be those occasional times when I do go to ask a question and I feel my heart pounding. You know, I feel myself sweating and I'm not a sweaty person. I just feel like, oh my God, what am I doing? What am I doing? And then that kind of freezes my mind and I can't access the question. But just raising my hand is giving me courage. I'm earning the virtue of courage, of speaking up for myself.
Yes, yes. And that is exactly what courage is. It's acting even though you're scared.
So I know...
Even though you're in a dangerous situation.
You're in a dangerous... go ahead.
I was going to say, for example, in the abusive situation you were talking about, it's taking an action... to get out of that situation, even though it might be dangerous.
And they're terrified. I mean, I've worked with many, typically women, but an occasional man, who is trapped in an abusive relationship for decades, and they don't know how to leave. And the partner isolates them, doesn't let them talk to other people, and relentlessly beats up on their mind. And when they go to therapy, and they, of course, the therapist is the enemy of the perpetrator, but they gain some knowledge and more knowledge that they are a good person and that they have a right to live not trapped in this bad marriage or relationship. And then they have the fear, can I fight the battle or not? And when they fight it, what do they gain, Lynn?
Oh, you can gain self-confidence. You can gain a sense of all of the things that we talked about. You know that you are acting appropriately, and you have confidence in yourself. It's amazing to me the values that you gain by taking steps
to do that.
On your values.
So it's almost like you walk into a room, you see somebody hunched over, a spineless person, you know, that just looks dejected. And when they act on their values, it's like they get their spine straight and they get the courage and they get the strength in their muscles and they get the confidence to hold their head high.
Right. They gain integrity.
And so that's what integrity is. It's go ahead.
Well, I would say it is acting on one's values and
being
more,
true
I
mean, to yourself.
And true integrity is a commitment to act on one's values, I think. So but acting one time can give you that understanding of what it means to have integrity, and then the commitment is to always act on that.
So to give yourself a taste of it, to get the ball rolling in your own mind and to see how wonderful it feels, and then to do it more and more, to be able to speak your own mind more. And, of course, with the political situation, we all want to be able to fight for, or many of us want to be able to fight for rational values. Any other pointers that you would want? I know we're right at the end of time here, so instead, let me ask you, where can people go to, what reading would you suggest that people look into if they want to have more courage?
I think that they should, I think I would recommend Atlas Shrugged. You mentioned it was your favorite book. It's my favorite novel as well.
And
I
that's
would recommend,
by Ayn Rand, A-Y-N-R-A-N-D.
Yeah. And Virtue of Selfishness, which talks about courage and integrity, and which is also a book by Ayn Rand. And go to our website, which is the AynRandCenter.org website.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Lynn. This is Lynn Zinser, who's the Vice President at the Ayn Rand Center for Individual Rights, which is a division of the Ayn Rand Institute. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you for having me.
And think in your life, who would you like to speak up to? Where would you like to have more courage? In what situations? Name those situations and then practice in your own mind how to speak up. What would you like to say? If you can learn assertiveness skills, that will arm you tremendously.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
It's important to understand what and why something makes your partner angry, but not all anger is justified. A partner may characteristically blame others for everything that goes wrong. Never accept unearned guilt for someone else's unjustified anger. Suppose that your partner berates you, among other things, for bringing home the wrong groceries, even though your partner never made clear what was needed. The problem belongs to your partner, not to you. Be aware that major habit and personality changes in adults are rare, especially without dedicated effort. Nor should the intensity of anger be out of proportion to the current cause. Your partner should not go ballistic if you forget to bring home the milk.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.